This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
I know you want to hear from Kirk Cousins, and we're going to let you hear from him. 404-726-0929. We also have more phone calls to take here as we get to our strong arm story of the day. You'll hear what he had to say after the game, as well as Arnold Ebiketie, who had two sacks in just a few minutes. Also at 6, we mentioned this, coach's show tonight. We got Hawks basketball coming up, Hawks and Pelicans tonight at 7. Pregame, and then the tips at 7:30. And if you are interested in the Cleveland Bronco game, again, our sister station, WAOK, for the Monday Night Football.
Right, man. And Christian said Arnold Ebiketie, because obviously he had two sacks, and we've been asking for him to get more input into this pass rush for sure. Like all season. A couple guys hit us up, some on the text line, some on social media, and I saw this earlier. I've been saying this the last couple of weeks. You and I said it at the start of the season, that what we thought this offense was going to look like under Kirk Cousins, play action pass, and maybe you had to wait a few weeks to get him in the full play action because the ankle wouldn't support it, right?
That's right.
So Mina Kimes was on talking to Dan Orlovsky, and he basically said what you and I have been saying for months, play action doesn't work in the pistol.
No.
It takes away everything we thought was going to make this offense great. You have to respect the play action because we're so good with Bijan and Tyler, and then somebody releases, whether it's going to be Pitts or any of the great receivers. It hasn't happened.
The only way it works is if your quarterback is a threat to run. You could run this with Jalen Hurts or Lamar or Josh Allen.
Right.
Because they have a threat that they can run the football. So you still have to defend that two-second pause where they put it in the belly of the running back, and you go, is he have it? And as a defender, especially as linebackers, Mike, this gets us to the play action. I got to go in and make sure I fill that hole. Guess what? Running back doesn't have it because now the quarterback's pulled it. Those 2 seconds of me taking two steps forward allow guys to get behind me. That element is completely gone when I know Cousins has no intention to run it.
And we've had a couple of guys, I know Mark Schlereth talked about it, the linebackers can see what you're doing. Whereas the play action, you have that moment where you can suck them in for that half a count, Carl, and get the advantage where the receiver's going to step on you.
Yep.
So, I mean, guys, he's one of the best play action passers. In other words, faking the handoff for those in ball ground and then going back and doing something with it. So this goes back to, I asked earlier, is there something wrong with him that he's physically unable? Because there's no RPMs. Andy Randy had some crazy stat that Abe pulled where, and again, this is like that next-gen stat stuff, so take it with a grain of salt. But he's throwing less velocity than anybody else in the NFL right now.
I mean,
where's that guy? Is he physically banged up? I don't know.
I can't answer that. I mean, only Kirk knows, maybe a few others if they've been paying that close of attention. But if you're going to stay the course, and we're going to find out this week, Raheem Morris has already said, we're not going down that road. Okay. Well, then you got to get him right.
Well, you know,
you got to get him right.
I said this to start the show. I just don't want this to become more of this, everything is fine. We went through that with Dan Quinn. You've got to recognize a problem that everybody in the football world can recognize. And you've got, controversy be damned. The whole idea of getting Penix in the draft after paying $100 million for a quarterback was, in case something happens, you've got somebody who can step up. Well, something's happened. We need somebody who can step up.
Yeah, and the crazy thing about that is, Mike, they thought that happening was Kirk Cousins running his course here and being here 3 or 4 years, having a good run, and then handing the reins over. I don't think that happening had to be in the back of their minds. Cousins going to have a three-week period of the season where he's awful, right, and we may need
picks. But again, for all the arguments we used to get with the listeners, we're going to play some audio from the coach and hear what Arch had to say with these guys. Just real quick, the whole debate was, you know, yeah, maybe you didn't want to get defense in the draft, and maybe you didn't feel there was anyone worth taking at eight if you couldn't trade down. We get that. Jared Versnell seems to be the guy that would maybe worth taking. But we didn't know that back then. Nobody had him at eight. But the whole thing is, you wanted to have an insurance policy because you got scared of having crap quarterback play for 2 years. So now your quarterback play has gone south. You have a viable – well, I don't know if he's a viable option. I'd like to see what Penix could do. After you throw the pick six, put him in the game, and let's see what the young man can do. Because Cousins can't do anything.
Penix was asked today, by the way, and then I'm going to let you hear Kirk Cousins after the game yesterday. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. He was asked today about any quarterback change. Penix answered the question, Mike, I'm ready. I have to stay ready just in case something happens. But those decisions are not left up to me. And he's right. He's got to stay ready. But that's not his decision to make, and nor will it be moving forward. Here is Kirk Cousins with Dave Archer after the loss to the Chargers yesterday.
Kirk, coming in, knew these guys were pretty salty defensively. What made them so tough and tough to kind of figure out throwing the ball?
Yeah, I thought they made a couple nice plays, but obviously also feel like we made it a lot easier on them. And when I say we, I mean I got to play better. Kind of goes without saying, but was disappointed in the game I put together, and you know, it hurts right now.
Yeah, you got some guys that stepped up around you. Ray made a couple really big grab for you. Tell me about those guys. I know you had a lot of confidence those guys distributing the football.
Yeah, Ray's a great player, and he continues to show up when we give him opportunities, and love the difference he's made for our offense. Bijan as well, Mooney and Drake did a great job today competing. I felt bad. I got to give him a few more opportunities. I think Mooney, there's some that we left out there. No fault of his, just giving him more opportunities so he can help us.
I know you're trying to get ready for your next offensive series. Pretty good effort by your defense today.
Yeah.
189 yards of total offense, five sacks.
Yeah, the defense was outstanding, and that's partly why it does hurt so much, as you feel like they played winning football, and they gave our offense every chance to keep getting the ball back. And so, proud of the way they played, but disappointed we couldn't help them more.
No question, you're maybe the leader on this football team. Tell me about what the mindset has to be. I know you got to flush it, but you got to be a team concept as you get ready to go play Minnesota.
Yeah, pro football, you have to, good or bad, you have to, walk away and be able to get back on the horse and get ready the next week and treat them all as, standalone events. And certainly we got a challenging opponent and a challenging place up ahead. And I got to dig deep and play our best football, in the last five games.
As always, thanks for your time, bud.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate you, man.
Damn right you got to dig deep. We need a better performance, Kirk. Period.
Look, we really enjoy our conversations with Kirk. And again, early in the year when things are really cooking, it's been a pleasure to talk to a guy that's outgoing. But can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
What's this we stuff? You! the old line my dad used to use, we killed the bear, Pa held the gun. You, defense, you just said, Archer gave the numbers, defense did his job. You threw four interceptions. You threw picks that Desmond Ridder could have thrown. Matter of fact, they looked as bad as Desmond Ridder. So with all due respect, I mean, the royal we, I have to be better. I have to be better. I know we're splitting hairs here, but that just sometimes language matters to me. I don't know if it matters to some of the audience.
Well, listen, offensively, it was not a great day. Again, you scored 13 points. That's just not going to get it done. But yes, you are absolutely right. Let's hear Arnold Ebiketie. By the way, did we mention that we had five sacks yesterday? Ellis, Ebiketie had two. Onyemata, Kentavious Street. All these guys, man. So let's hear from Arnold Ebiketie about his day.
Hey, Kay, this was a tough one. Obviously, you guys played really well on the defensive side of the football. By the way, Solomon Brothers, player of the game with me, Arnold Ebiketie, two sacks, a tackle for loss, and really all over the field today. But just tell me about the defensive effort playing together as a unit.
I feel like today as a unit, that was a big point for us to come out here. Number one, to stop the run. We knew that's something they was going to try to do, regardless of if it works or not. We knew they was going to make an emphasis on the run. And really, when it goes down to the pass, we know what type of quarterback they have. We had to make sure we affect them as much as we possibly could.
Big-bodied guy, 6'6", 240 pounds, almost like you're tackling a guy that's about your size. Yeah. So tell me about the idea of getting him on the ground. You had a really good secondary rushes a couple times to get to him, but five sacks today for you guys?
Yeah, just trying to be relentless as much as we possibly can. That's not just on the front end, also the back end doing a good job being matching some of those coverages, giving us time to get back there. So I think it was all around a group effort.
I know it's not a one-sided game. It's a team concept. There's 53 guys suited up and 47 on game day. But tell me about the effort that you guys put in today. How tough is it to not give up a touchdown and still lose the football game?
It's tough. This one's going to hurt. But on a good note, that's something that we can build on. We got better today as a defense. So that's something we can definitely build on and keep the momentum going from next week and the week on after that.
Is that the message as a young veteran you're going to just say keep echoing as you go to practice as well?
Yeah, it definitely is. We don't want to let down. We want to build from the performance we had today and try to be even better next week.
Solomon Brothers player of the game, Arnold Ebiketie, 2 sacks, a tackle for loss. Way to ball, man.
Appreciate it.
Good game for AK. Seriously.
We've been calling for it, and there it is, man.
Yep. Well, you know what, Mike? He's answered the call. Anybody seen Matthew Judon?